Chapter 14. My Grandmother, the Bobishi Bashigela. Much has been written about Jewish mamas, much less about Jewish babas, grandmothers, even though they are known for their kindness and warmth. My Bobishi Bashigela was for me a true representative of many Jewish babas, a modest woman loved by all, at the time almost 70. As a child, whenever I did something wrong or was afraid of my parents, I went to Bobishi Bashigela. She was my lawyer, and she was always on the side of the defense. My Bobishi was very pious. She prayed every morning and evening, and on every Sabbath morning she went to the synagogue. In the afternoon she read Zina Rina, her only reading material, without making any mistakes, without omitting a word, and always with the same mellifluous tone. There was hardly a sentence that she did not end with a sigh. When she read, "Moses talked to the children of Israel and said," or "Moses spoke to the children of Israel and explained," we tried to provoke her by asking what was the difference between the verbs say, talk, speak, explain. That often confused her. So she talked her way out of it by saying, "That's the way it's written." She was sure that Moses also received Zina Rina on Mount Sinai. Religion and family were her whole world and her life. Politics did not interest her. For her, it did not matter if the Russians, Ukrainians, or Poles governed. Pogroms, persecutions, chicaneries were almost always the same for the Jews. Why should things be different under the Germans? She believed that as a Jew, one was born to suffer, and this would only change when the Messiah came. That he would come was never doubted by my Bobishi, and all the other Jewish Bobbies. Why should they? First, it is so written. Secondly, they prayed regularly on weekdays, and on every Sabbath they read Zina Rina without omitting a word. Bobishi Bashigela was for me a symbol of kindness and modesty, as well as a source of wisdom about life. Contrary to the Jewish men of that time, who in every conversation flaunted their knowledge with quotations and comparisons from the Bible, and were thus respected as learned, the Bobbies modestly had to restrain themselves. Apparently, as women, they didn't count. However, conversations with my Bobishi were spiced with comparisons, proverbs, and words of wisdom, which derived neither from the Bible nor from any philosopher. Their origin was the experience of everyday life. Some examples. She would always say that about two people who suited each other as partners, every pot has its lid. About bad weather. Like in Jewish hearts, i.e. that because of persecutions, Jews were always sad. If something did not take long, the diaspora should only take so long. When talking about something good, she never forgot to add in Hebrew, "without an evil eye." Regarding something bad or evil, "May God protect and shield us, my children, your children, and all Jewish children." Referring to the dead, "May they rest in peace and be departed from us." For the seriously ill, "May God protect us from hospitals, and as a precaution also from prisons." Additionally, she included people in her prayers according to the following order: family, relatives, acquaintances, all the children of Israel in our town and our country, which then was expanded to include all good people in the world. She did not wish anything bad, even for our enemies and persecutors. This entire ritual she would finish with a pfft, then by lightly spitting to the right, to the left, and in front. In deep sorrow and desperation, if that is how God wants it, then it certainly must be that way, because he sits up there and judges us down here. When completely desperate, you can just platz explode from the way God runs the world. No, she was not rebellious or revolutionary, neither my Bobishi nor all the other Jewish Bobbies. It was only the memorable proverbs and general wisdom of that era, which today are still valid and applicable. I loved hearing her adages and have never been able to forget them. When my Bobishi Bashigela, who was one of the thousands of Jewish Bobbies who were put on the death list by the Gestapo according to the Wannsee resolutions, and, with the help of Jewish and Polish police, then was put on the wagon, first to be deported to Mydrzyjek and then to Treblinka, we could only think of one of her sayings and ask, "Can't you just platz from the way God runs his world?" We asked ourselves whether she thought the same, or, "If that is how God wants it, then it must certainly, or perhaps, be that way." This time she did not say a word. With her head held high, and without tears in her eyes, she climbed onto the wagon. It was her gaze then which has stayed in my memory. Together with several hundred Jews, she went to her death on that day. Upon arrival in Mydrzyjek, she was felled by the first bullet fired by the SS, Hain, who had made a name for himself as an eager marksman with the transports. This is what befell my Bubi Shibashigela, along with many, many other Jewish Bubis. May they all rest in peace.